It's Wednesday, January the 26th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, America discusses sanctions on Russia and Pfizer and BioNTech tackle Omicron. First, the world in brief. The Biden administration outlined various actions it could take against Russia in the event of an assault on Ukraine, including export controls and direct sanctions on Vladimir Putin. Officials said they could ban the export to Russia of technologies used in AI, aerospace, and quantum computing. Meanwhile, Russia maintained its aggressive stance, conducting army drills in Crimea and elsewhere on Tuesday. Pfizer and BioNTech began a clinical trial of a vaccine to combat the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The drug makers have already begun producing the new formula, which could be available by March. Meanwhile, researchers in Switzerland said they had identified a way to discern who might be susceptible to long COVID. Sufferers appear to have lower levels of two specific antibodies. South Korea logged a record 13,000 new COVID-19 cases, despite the reintroduction of strict social distancing measures. In Japan, the active caseload reached 62,000, another high. So far, fatality rates in both countries remain significantly below their peaks of last year, thanks to high vaccination rates and Omicron's milder symptoms. Not so in America. It recorded 2,362 COVID deaths on Tuesday, approaching last year's peak. A report on lockdown-busting parties said to have been held in Downing Street and Whitehall could be published as early as Wednesday, despite rumours it would be delayed by the police launching their own investigation. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, who is alleged to have attended some of the events, is coming under increasing pressure. The Biden administration warned that manufacturers have less than 5 days' worth of semiconductor chips in stock, down from 40 days in 2019. The findings were based on the average among 140 firms. That left, quote, no room for error, it said, as a supply disruption abroad could mean stalled factories and furloughed workers. The administration is keen to boost chip production in America. The IMF lowered its global growth forecast for 2022 as disruptions from COVID-19, high inflation in America, and China's real estate woes led to markdowns in the world's two largest economies. According to its latest World Economic Outlook, global GDP growth is expected to fall from 5.9% in 2021 to 4.4% this year and 3.8% in 2023. General Electric reported revenues for the final 3 months of 2021 of $20.3 billion, down 3% from a year earlier. The American conglomerate cited supply chain challenges and uncertainty over tax credits for wind production. GE, which is split into three public companies, aviation, energy, and healthcare, forecast revenue growth this year, especially as air travel recovers. And fact of the day. 1,000. The number of publications Britain's Office for National Statistics produced in 2020 and again last year, up from 600 in 2019.